From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey ponders a coalition ground operation in Syria. Turkey Tuesday called for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said such an operation has not been given serious debate. He says Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have said such an operation is necessary, but he ruled out the possibility Turkey undertaking unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus in the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State. His comments come as Russian-backed government forces and Syrian Kurds made separate advances, bringing them closer to Turkish territory. The Turks, who've been bombarding Kurdish targets this week, link them to Kurdish separatists in Turkey seeking greater autonomy. Meanwhile, UN spokesman Farhan Haq says envoy Stefan Mistura has reached agreement in Damascus for aid convoys to reach besieged areas of Syria, affecting both opposition and pro-government populations.
Humanitarian agencies and partners are preparing convoys for these areas to depart as soon as possible in the coming days. And as the special envoy pointed out, he said in his remarks to the press in Damascus that the test will be tomorrow.
Meanwhile, a U.S. spokesman said no talks have been set with Russia to discuss the cessation of hostilities, but said in the wake of Monday's attacks on schools and hospitals in northern Syria, the situation is unacceptable. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote that longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye says will be neither free nor fair. Besigye and another opposition candidate, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, are trying to unseat incumbent Yoweri Museveni, who's been in power for 30 years. This is VOA News. President Obama ended a two-day summit of Southeast Asian leaders in California Tuesday by announcing a closing state that calls for tangible steps to lower tensions over ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea.
The United States and ASEAN are reaffirming our strong commitment to a regional order where international rules and norms and the rights of all nations, large and small, are upheld. We discussed the need for tangible steps in the South China Sea to lower tensions, including a halt to further reclamation, new construction, and militarization of disputed areas.
The president said members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, affirmed that disputes should be resolved peacefully and through legal means. The meeting came as Fox News reports that China has deployed advanced surface-to-air missiles to Woody Island, one of the contested islands in the Paracel Island chain in the South China Sea. The U.S. and Cuba Tuesday signed an agreement allowing U.S. commercial airlines to make up to 110 daily flights to the communist nation. Anthony Fox is the U.S. Transportation Secretary.
It represents a critically important milestone in the United States' continued efforts to engage with Cuba and normalize our relations as President Obama set out to do just 14 months ago.
The agreement calls for 20 flights daily to the Cuban capital Havana, in addition to the current 10 to 15 charter flights. The remainder of the new flights, which could start later this year, would carry travelers to 9 other Cuban cities. Partial results released Tuesday of Central African Republic's presidential runoff election held Sunday show that former Prime Minister Faustin Archange Touadéra leading another former Prime Minister, Anicet Georges Doulougoulé. It's unclear when all the results will be tabulated. Meanwhile, African Union spokesperson Suleiman Ndiaye said overall the election was held in a climate of peace and tranquility, and voting was conducted within the law despite material, technical, and logistical deficiencies. The country is trying to emerge from nearly 3 years of sectarian violence sparked by a March 2013 coup. Meanwhile, the UN is asking the Democratic Republic of Congo to investigate new allegations of sexual abuse by its UN peacekeepers in CAR. The UN sent the Congolese delegation back home last month after it failed an internal assessment. The UN says 7 of its peacekeepers were killed in an Islamist attack using an explosive-laden truck on their base in northeastern Malian town of Kidal. All were from Guinea, 3 were women. And former UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali, a veteran Egyptian diplomat, has died at the age of 93. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.